All right, where was I? Oh, the changes that are coming about in my physical body and my behavior, and how that changes can be very tiring. A lot of times, I've noticed in my past experience from creating, that change can also cause resistance because we sometimes resist changing, you know, or we get scared, or we get too tired. And that's one of the things I noticed even in the past. Before I knew, you know, what all is happening, I remember getting tired and then, you know, sort of not feel like creating and you sort of then just sort of let go of it. Because one, you're too tired to do it and just exhausted. And of course when you're tired, you get to feeling something, a lot of times, like feeling down or feeling a little, oh, this isn't going to happen, stuff like that. And because when you're tired, that easily happens. So we want to keep the whole thing at a swing we can kind of handle, I think, and not overdo it, because then we're just fighting ourselves. We're not really creating then anymore. Then we're just struggling against the resistance. So we want to keep it down where it's a nice, even keel. Because we have to make that change, especially if it's the 3.6 million, before that money can come. Now, lesser money can come on its way as we begin to make the changes. More and more money should begin to flow in automatically on its own. Like an increase of financial abundance. But even for that, changes have to come about in our body, in the vibration that we send out, and in the allowing of receiving it. And here's the thing, I mean, as people, the majority of the humans on this planet actually have a very high resistance to allowing abundance to flow in. Abundance of money especially. I mean, there's the most resistance to that than anything else. And it's a learned resistance. And I noticed that last night watching a show. And then it sort of clicked after that. Just how many shows in the last little while I've watched. And at first I didn't really notice it, but one of the shows I watched last night, actually, in a sense, in a very large aspect, was saying that it is better to be a working stiff and pay your taxes and just keep working. The show, in a very large way, was actually sending the message that large amounts of money isn't good for you. It makes you evil, it makes people bad, and it brings the worst out of people. So it's best that you just stay a working stiff and pay your taxes and stay down there in the poor section. Unbelievable. I mean, I noticed it before, but I sort of forgot about it. And last night I really paid attention to it because I think, you know, the fact that I'm trying to create the 3.6 million, not trying, am creating, that, you know, that's being shown to me and I'm paying more attention to that. Propaganda in shows that we, you know, I don't know if the movie people intentionally do that, but they certainly do in a lot of movies. And now I've really thought about it this morning, crossing over this island with the boat, and in the last 2 months, there's got to have been a third of the show, in one way or another, send that message. If they find a way to send it, it seems like it's there. So whether they're sending it or whether it's so ingrained in our society that it comes out in our movies, you know, that's beside the point, and that's probably what it is. It's not a thing to keep people down, I would imagine. I would think it's so ingrained in our society. A lot of people, if you ask them, say the word money, they have fear of what it does to them, what it'll do to their friends, their family. It's like they think it's going to destroy them. And what destroys people is not money, it's greed, or not even greed, it's actually fear. Fear of not enough, fear of losing it, fear someone will take it, stuff like that. Nevertheless, it's important, I think, to start looking at these things as we're creating the 3.6 million, because I think when we're creating money, our body, our minds, our larger selves are sending us message on what needs to be done and what needs to be taken care of in order to make this properly happen. And normally, you know, if you're let's say working towards being a millionaire, you would do something and that would increase your income, perhaps. Then you would do something else, and so the income would slowly move up faster and faster and faster. And during that period, of course, you're changing. We would be changing, matching the vibrations of that money. But we'd be doing that first, and then the money can come. It has to be that way. It can only be that way. But it's a slower process, so you don't really notice the massive change. You just might stop one day and notice just how much you've changed. Now, the way we're doing it, we're removing all those little physical steps in this game we're playing. So we have to spend more time working on the changes that we're going through, you know, and allowing us to work through those changes and resting more, maybe cutting down some of our extra activities and taking more time out to rest and letting our body rest and letting the whole thing work in. So this morning, after, you know, when I was having my nap after the dreams, I was sort of laying there in that half-awake state. I was still too tuckered to get up. So what I was doing, I was just bringing myself in that half-sleepy state to having the 3.6 million. So everything I normally do consciously, you know, sitting up or whatever, with my little card, I was just doing it in that half-asleep state. And then I would kind of half-drift off and then come back and realize I've lost my train of thought. And then I would just gently bring myself back to experiencing it being there. It was kind of a neat experience because I sort of put my head there in a sense of, if when I wake up, it's actually there in the bank. You know, sort of like that kind of a feeling. And just kept the sensation of that with me. So I wasn't doing a whole lot of heavy thinking or visualization, just keeping a sense of it being there. So in the next few days, I think I do need to rest a little bit more. Allow the feeling to integrate into my physical body a little bit more, into my physical life. Like I said, I'm walking differently. I'm standing taller. When I went to the bank the other day, I dropped off a small check put into my account. I had a totally different feeling, like I was, well, much, much closer to what you'd feel like, the confidence you'd feel like if you had 3.6 million in that bank account. I was standing at the till much, much more confident. And from the teller, I also got a different behavior. Actually what she said is, "Mr. Joel," at the end. "Thank you for coming in, Mr. Joel. We'll see you again." Totally different behavior. It was one of more respect, I would call it, I guess. I'm not sure what to call it for sure, but anyway, the whole experience was a good experience. Where normally going to the bank, it's, I gotta put this bit of money in there. Then I gotta pay tax on it, and then I gotta buy this and spend it on the groceries, and then what's left, kind of thing. Well, that's sort of the attitude I've had in the past. I have to admit that. That's been my attitude all along. That's one of the reasons why my winnings never went into the bank. Matter of fact, I don't even like to put my money into the bank, I guess because of that attitude. But now the other day, and I forgot to mention that, I was going to put that on the tape, but I forgot about that. My feeling was quite joyous, quite proud, actually, of having my 3.0 million in there, of having created it, of having done everything, you know, all the changeover to actually have that. Because it is work. It is a lot of work. There's a lot of changeover in my behavior, my thinking, my psychological attitude. All that's a lot of work. A lot of effort. My thoughts are more trained, more focused. That's effort. So I was quite proud of myself, of that feeling I had when I was in there. Because in a sense, all this work has changed that from a negative attitude, negative feelings, to positive attitude, to positive feelings. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. So all in all, I'm quite happy, and I'm quite happy that I'm experiencing this, being a little bit of tired and a little bit exhausted, because it tells me that, yeah, everything is working, everything is moving along. And I'm in no hurry to have it fulfilled, because I'm kind of enjoying the process of it, enjoying the changes that I'm going through. I mean, I think they're going to be more fun than the money itself, in a sense. Not that the money won't be fun, but I think I'm really beginning to appreciate just what creating something large can do for you in your whole life. Never mind the object itself, but appreciating what the creating itself can do for you, the changes that need to take place inside me, and what all that does to my life, and how it actually improves my life before the money's even there. I mean, it just changes me to better. So I'm really happy about that. Poor Rudy, and he's getting old. He's moving on to 13 years now, and he's gone deaf, and he's just sitting right beside me. We're looking out on the water, and two people with two dogs came by about 20 feet from us, right behind them, and they even had like little chains and tags around their necks that tinkled, and he didn't hear a thing. He didn't even know they were there. Poor little guy, huh? Well, who knows? Maybe being deaf can be a good thing. All that silence might not be so bad sometimes.